Did the Mishnah yesterday on Yud Gimel Amud Bet, and there we discussed the three different positions about Nazir Mirubah. So if you remember, everybody, the Tosfot and Rashi, or Mefarish, agreed that if it was a 30 and 30 day situation, he was interrupting in the middle of a 30 day situation, that clearly he did not do a tiglachat, he didn't cut his hair in between. It was bone cutting his hair until after he completed the, say for instance, he had 15 days of his own, 30 days for his son, and another 15 days of his own. At the end of that 60-day period, he would do two sets of tiklachat and not cut in the middle, because otherwise he would run into the problem that he needs a full 30 days right afterwards. Now we spoke about the Mishnah on Tevav, which again will become important as we get there, but the Mishnah on Tevav talks about the 100-day situation, and there we saw machloket between the Farish and Tosfot. The Farish said that in that case he does a tiglachat after the 7-day period. The only question was how much, you know, whether there was a full 30 days remaining afterwards or not. And if there was a 30 days waiting, then he could cut his hair, finish up, you know, then do the 30-day, the interrupted nizirut, and then for his son, and then continue the 30 days afterwards, and finish up his nizirut of 100 days. Whereas if there were less than 30 days left, then it was so fair, the original nizirut, and he would have to redo the 100-day nizirut. So on the other hand, Tosfot discussed about the question of muvla'im, the question of whether his and his son's nizirut could be counted at the same time, could they run simultaneously. And that depended on whether there was more 30 or more days left in his nizirut. So the 30 or more days of his nizirut left, and it's what's called muvla. The two can run simultaneously. Whereas if his son had, if he had less than 30 days left, then his son's nizirut would extend beyond his nizirut. And in that instance, he couldn't count them simultaneously, right? He couldn't run them at the same time. And therefore, he'd have to count his son's first, and then afterwards continue his nizirut.
For how long?
For 30 days, or about 30 days, right? And then, that's what Tosfos says, that Soter does not mean it's Oker the full 70 days, but rather it's Oker whatever you need to do in excess of the original. Then you brought the Yerushalmi, which says that that's the interpretation all the way along. But Soter just means that I'm Soter anything in excess of 70 days. Anything in excess of 70 days falls away, and I do the 30 days for my son, and then I do it 30 days for myself. So the soak there is just whatever you did beyond 70 days. Okay. And then we had the Mora, right, who the Farish brought down, that had a slightly different interpretation than we saw there. He believes that you always do a tiglachat. You always do the cutting, and that's why he has to deal with, in our case over here, he has to make it into a 50-day situation where it's not a stam zero, but there's a 50-day zero tier because he always believes that you're cutting. All right, we'll get, again, bleeding out there, I'll put a good chart together today, and for tomorrow, by the time we hit the mission on Ted Bob, we'll have the chart and be able to see all the opinions. All right, now, with all that in mind, let's go to the Gemara today, and we'll see how we do. Bye, Rubble. This is right after the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Bet. By Rav Amar, Harini Nazir La'achar Esrim Yom, Umi Akshav Me'a Yom Mahu. If I will be, the person says, I will be a Nazir after 20 days. I mean, after 20 days, he will start a Nazirut, right? So that Nazirut is how long? The one he starts after 20 days, how long will that Nazirut? It'll be 30 days. It's not Nazirut, it'll be 30 days. Umi Akshav, and from today, I will be a 100-day Nazir. So the problem, obviously, is that he will not be able to complete those 100 days before the 20-day delayed nizirut kicks in. In 20 days, there's a delayed nizirut that will kick in, and he stated that first. So that will kick in 20 days, whereas over here, and then the 100-day one will go. So he would have, if he started from day one with the 100 days, he'd have 20 days of the 100 days, then 30 days for the delayed nizirut, and then 80 days to complete his. So do we allow him to do that? I mean, do we allow him to do 20, then 30, then 80? Or do we say to him, wait 20 days, do your 30-day nizirut, and then start your 100-day is even afterwards. So it sounds similar to the cases that we just saw in our mission, right?
Sure, possibly it would be if it's right,
very good. According to Tosfot, you could have the possibility that they run simultaneously. Very good. That's correct. Right. So now the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Kamen dehalin meyab esrin lo shalmin, because the 100-day Nizirut does not finish in the first 20 days, lo chaylin, maybe nothing happens. Ol delma, or maybe, Kamen de islay gidul seyar, l'sov chaylin. Or maybe because after you have the 20 days from the 100, there's still 80 residual days left, which is enough for gidul seyar, and therefore it will work. It'll be fine. So the Gemara says, v'ti ba'ilei Nizirut mu'ekit. Why did Rabbah come up with this complicated case of 30 days and 100 days Nizirut? Meaning that he has 100 days Nizirut, says delayed for 20 days, I have a 30 days Nizirut, and I have 100 days Nizirut beside that. Even if he did two 30-day Niziriot, he would have the same problem. Right? If he started day one and he said, delayed from today, or deferred 20 days, I'll start a Stam Nizirut, just 30 days. And today I'm starting with a 30-day Nizirut as well. He only has 20 days. And therefore, you'll have to continue afterwards. So why can't we ask the question even in a Nazir Mu'ekdes, right? Why can't we ask that question? So Mar says, you know what? Chada miko chada kami bailei. He's really asking both those questions. This is what he says. Question number one, if I have 230-day Nazirut, what's the status? Then, im tim salomar, if you say about the 30-day situation, nizru me'etet, kemen dasari yomim hum diyatemin, that the reason it won't work by nizru me'etet is because if you keep the first 20 days, there will only be 10 days residual afterwards, right? That won't be enough to have gidul seyar, right? Lo salikle halei nasara, vadai nazir. I'm sorry, so where am I? Yomim me'etet, kemen dasari yomim hum diyatemin, lo salikle. But a nazir that's 100 days came to Islay Tam Nin Yomin of itself, since it has 80 days afterwards, Salkin and Lay. Hello? Or maybe even in that case, we say no.
Well, isn't just ask over 50 day nazir?
Huh. Yeah, it could have been. Right. I just think that 100 is a round number. It's not necessarily right. I think it's a fair question. I just think that's the Mishnah's example. Right? Our Mishnah uses 100 days, right? So that's why. Okay, now, based on the question, now you should be able to say to me, Shmuel Simon, aren't these the cases in our Mishnah? Shmuel already pointed it out. He says, well, Simon, how come you give us a third possibility, which is that it's Mughla? That's what Tosfos would say, it's Mughla, which is like our Mishnah. So why don't you say it's Mughla? And even more importantly, why don't you say, what was the first case in our Mishnah? The first case in the Mishnah is, actually the second case in the Mishnah, but the first case that creates a controversy, is what happens if you say, I am a Nazir from when I have a son, right? The person says, I have a Nazir when I'm a son, plus, he says, I'm also a Nazir myself. So the Mishnah says he stops counting his Nazirut. Then when the son is born, he stops his Nazirut, does his son's Nazirut, then afterwards finishes up his Nazirut. So why isn't that exactly the question that Rav is asking in Nazir Mu'ekdes here? He's asking, you have two 30-day Nizirut. You start one, it stops after 20 days, and then you do the other one, and then you continue the 10 days afterwards. How is that different than the Nazir Mu'ekdes in our Mishnah? Right? And, like Shoal said, why don't we have the possibility, according to Tosfos, why isn't this a case of, or in the Nazir Merubah, why don't we say that according to Tosfos it's Mublayim, that's a possibility. Or according to Rashi, why don't we say no problem, that's our Mishnah, we just have that on Ted Vav, that's going to be the Mishnah on Ted Vav. Right, that on 100-day Nizirut, and you have 30 days in the middle, you just, as long as there's less than 70, you continue at the end. So this Rava's question should have been answered by our Mishnayot. So why does Rava have the question? So you have to answer Rava, that obviously we're wrong in comparing Rava to our Mishnah. We have to differentiate Rava from the Mishnah. So that, we can see that by the, I was going to read it in the Mepharish only because we don't spend a lot of time inside of him.
There was a glaring difference.
What's the glaring difference? Yeah, go ahead. That'd be great.
That before the nearest that was expressed first, you only observed, in Rebbe's case, less than 30 days.
But that could be the case also in the in our mission. That's the case.
It was 70 events.
Anything less than 70, right?
No, but at least you had 30 days going.
Okay, so that's a possibility why maybe it won't work, but that mission seemed to indicate as long as you weren't over 70, if you're less than 70, no problem. Right, but the bigger problem is our mission right here, which is Nazir Mulet, where it says you keep 15 days, then you do the 30 for your son and keep 15 days for yourself. Mm-hmm. You could have two 15-day periods. So there's no requirement of having a full 30 prior to the Mishnah. Uh-huh. Right? So we have to differentiate. So I'm just looking. I thought I'd find it in the Mephorish quickly. So we'll do it. I'll do it just for the sake of getting some time, airtime in the Mephorish. Again, Yudalad Amud Aleph. In the right where the first line of the Gemara is, first line of the Gemara, right across it says Ve'im Amarta. Right? Ve'im Amarta. You see that? From the first line of the Gemara in the Mepharish, it says Ve'im Amarta. It's the last two words in the line. Ve'im Amarta, Tif Shot Mi Matnitan. Right? Why don't you bring a proof from our Mishnah, Rava? There's the answer. Tiktani Menyachet Shalo, Umoneh Shal Bino. Ve'achar Kach Mashlim Et Shalo. And then he finishes up. Even if there are only 10 days left on his, nobody complains about that there. But if you walk in kindly, nevertheless it works. So the Mephari says, Halo Domi. The two cases aren't comparable. Why? Dilu Hatum came in Damar Harini Nazir Stam, because she Eli Ben, Lo Nakit Liminyona, the Lo Kamar Imat. Because he doesn't have the sense of when. Right, let me skip a couple lines down, but three lines from there, it says, Dilma, lo yele ben, ad achar shloshim. Right, one possibility is, he won't have a child until after the 30 complete. And skip another two lines down, inami, zim zol yapsik lemimne, shalo, kodim shalom leben. Maybe he won't even be able to start his nazir before his son is born. Right, but if you skip another two lines down, the first word on the line is Ella. So the Mephari says it. Tosa says it a lot clearer, but again, I wanted to get some time in the Mephari here. But what's the difference between our Mishnah and the case that Rav is asking? The case in our Mishnah, there's not a definite
time trigger,
right, or clash between the two Naziriot. Because all he says is, when I have a child, then I am a Nazir, and then he starts his Nazirut today. There's a possibility that the two will never clash. The possibility that he will finish his Nazirut completely before his son is ever born. That's number one. Number two is, he might even start the Nazirut for his son before he ever starts his Nazirut. If his son's born right away, then his Nazirut for his son will begin, and his will be postponed till afterwards. And the last point is that we have no idea when the Nazirut for his son is going to start. It's an undefined time. So those three characteristics of the Mishnah are not there or not apparent in Rava's case. In the Rava case, he gives a defined time about when he's going to start after 20 days. Number two is he's certain that the two Naziriot will come into a clash, right? Because it's definitely after 20 days. So we know for sure that it's going to cut into the Nazirut. So that's why Rava's question cannot be answered by our Mishnah in the Nazir Mu'etet case. What we still have left is Shaul's case. How come we don't deal with the 100 case? Why don't we bring a proof from the? Why don't we bring it from the Mishnah, right? In Tedvav, it says over there we said that you can clearly after 100 days, if it was less, if it was 30 more than 30 days left afterwards, you can continue afterwards. So first of all, you can make the same differentiation again, which is that by the son, there's no definitive clash between the two Naziriot. It's possible that he'll finish his 400 and never have the clash. So that's one. But Tosis over here gives a stronger answer. If you look on Yudgimel Amud Bet, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. 9 lines from the bottom, that's the second to last word on the line. 9 lines from the bottom, second last word says below Salke. You see that? Below Salke. Right. So why don't you say, so that's the question, why don't you say, like Tosfos, that they're muvla'in? That what, if you start with 20 days, then you have 30, and those 30 are totally encompassed by the 100. So yeah, you should be able to have 30 days, and then afterwards you should only have to do an additional 50 days. Right? They should count, those 30 days should count both towards his neder after delayed neder, plus or neder delayed nezirut, as well as the original nezirut that started from day one, the 100-day nezirut. The lo damia the masnisin. That's not similar to our Mishnah. Did masnisin lo neder nezirut ella im yivaleid akar ayin. Avalim yivaleid toch ayin. Shuchala avia nezirut libno tokakaf in dato limno nezirut libno ella lamed achronim yalul shnehem. Because in that case, if it's subsumed, the two are subsumed together, then we say he kept 100. Why? Because his intention is only to take a neder nezirut of 100 days. That's all his intent, upfront intention is to get a nezirut of 100 days. And therefore he believes if his son is born in there, he wants to run them simultaneously. Then kufyo, ben akol. Mashlomar. So why does, if he does that, why does he make him just himself a, I'll be a 70-day nezirut, plus I'll do 30 days for my son, and then he'll get 100, right? Why is he doing this with 130, if he really just wants 100 days? Because he also wants to be a 100-day nezirut, even if he doesn't have a child. Bar in nezirut to b'no. Today. Up front, it's clear what his intention is. Clear intention is that he wants 100-day nezirut. That 100-day nezirut is whether or not a son is born. Meaning that if a son's born, he wants to incorporate those 30 days within the 100-day nezirut. If his son is not born, then he wants to have a full 100-day nezirut. Aval hocho, in our case over here, shekibel nezirut akar kap, that he accepts the nezirut after 20 days. V'dato limnot lo. Minyan, shelo yalo leminyan ameayom. It's clear that he's trying to separate out the two nizirios, right? The im ita the chavit lavliya are yodeh b'boru the hanaf kaf lo shalmei kuf leimav perish reini nazir achar kaf, right? As opposed to, it's a similar answer in the end. Then in our case, by the there's certainty about when the two nizirios are going to fall out. Whereas by the case of the Mishnah, there's uncertainty as to when the nizirut for his son will take place. So in that case, or if it'll take place, right? That there's that uncertainty. Since that uncertainty is there, we say he wants 100 days. If the son's born within that 100 days, he wants to incorporate, not run them simultaneously. If it happens that the son's born later, he says, I still want to do the 100 day nezirut, but I'll add to my son later on. But in our case over here, if he wants 100 day nezirut, just say, I want 100 day nezirut. Why would he do this delayed 20 day nezirut and then say, I want to include it in the 100? Just go straight and say 100, because he knows for sure then the delayed nezirut will fall out after 20 days. It's not a question. There's no uncertainty here at all. Right? And then we'll know for sure that he's doing 100. So therefore, Rava's question exists on both sides, both in Nazir Mu'addit and in Nazir Mirubah. So Rava's question is different than our Mishnah, and that's why the Gemara does not bring our Mishnah as a proof, because our Mishnah has this uncertainty involved in it, and the uncertainty is we don't know when the son will be born. Number two is we don't know if the two Naziriyot will clash. And that offers you different opportunities. Whereas in our case of Rava, it's clear that they will clash. And number two is, the time is defined. So therefore you can't say that he wanted to, he was trying to consider, make other considerations. There are no considerations. He knows exactly when each of these Nizirios will transpire and begin, so they don't have those considerations. So now the Gemara continues. V'imtim tzalomar chaylin. If you say, that is, it will work. What does that mean, it will work? That he'll have a 20-day. So we had two Imtim Salomar so far. First Imtim Salomar said, if by Nazir Mu'atit, if you had 30 and 30 days, it would not work. You could not interrupt with it. You couldn't start the 30-day Nizirut, and therefore what would you do? You'd count, you'd wait 20 days, count 30-day Nizirut, cut to Glachat, then do another 30-day Nizirut. So you have 60 days after 20 days where you do your Nizirut. Because that Gemara says you don't have a Gidul Seyar left after the Nezirut, so we don't cut it in half. That was the first Imtim Salomar. Then Imar says, second Imtim Salomar, if you have 100-day Nezirut, with after 20 days, the 30-day Nezirut, then the first 20 days you count for the 100-day Nezirut, then you do your 30-day Nezirut, do a Tiglachat, and then you finish up the 80 afterwards. Okay, that's because you have Chaylei, Imtim Salomar Chaylei, it works. Right, so that's, what does it mean, Chaylei? If you see in the Tosfos, right across from where we are, in you see where it says Chaf in the Tosfos to the left, and you doubt. I mean, obviously we've got letter Chaf. Right, so it's one word before that. V'yimne yom Chaf yom, he'll count 20 days. V'shuv mane lamed yom, then he'll count 30 days. U'megaleach, Ve'avi karban. Ve'shuv mona peyom. Vashlima me'ah. You'll do another 80 to finish up the me'ah. Ve'yigalech shenit. Ve'avi karban. Pretty straightforward. Pretty straightforward case. That's what the Gemara says. Chayli. That means it works. But now the Gemara says, Ve'imtim salo marchale amar harini nazir le'achar kafiyom. I am a nazir after 20 days. U'me'ach shav nazir olam. But from today, I am a nazir olam. Wow. So now, what's the problem here? What's the difference between this and the case? Right? Mi chayle ale, does it work? Or, oh no, or maybe not. Intim saloma, we won't get to the next one. What's the question here? What's different about this case versus the case of the 100? Right? The 100 case, in the 100 day case of nazirut, you for sure, that nazirut ends. There's a hafs, what we call the hefsek. So therefore, it will end. So therefore, we are more apt to cut it in half or have other breaks in the nazirut. Because if you have 100 days in nazirut, after 100 days, the nazirut will end. So if you break it up and make it 20 days and 80 days, that's just making the breaks in a different place. You're adding another break in there, but it's just an extension of the final break. But in nazir olam, there are no breaks. And nazir olam is a permanent state of nazirut. So it's a permanent state of nazirut, and you say, after delay 20 days, I'm taking a nazir olam. But today, I'm taking a nazir olam. So the Nazir Olam is never going to end. So maybe because it never ends, you also won't interrupt it in order to, right, in order to start your 30-day Nazir. Then we'll say it's not Chal. So you'll say to me, well, is that really true about a Nazir Olam? Doesn't a Nazir Olam also have breaks in it? In a Nazir Olam, you cut your hair and you bring karbanos whenever your hair gets too heavy. So there aren't actual breaks in a Nazir Olam. So why don't we say that a nazir olam also has breaks? So the answer is that that's not a break.
No, you can't be with Tommy yourself.
Right. Very good. That's it. It's just not a break. It's all about, those are specific dispensations for COVID, say, for when your hair gets too long or too burdensome, then you cut it. You're allowed to cut it. You don't have to cut it. Let's start with that. You're allowed to cut it. And you bring karbanot. So that's a dispensation, but not a break in the nazirut. And it's as if it's a long, long nazirut, just we allow you that opportunity to lighten your hair. Right, so now...
but the Gemara's question is, Mahu mi chayla alei, although, in other words, since he was noted in the non nazirus olam first...
The delayed nazirut first.
This is nazir olam, a...
also delayed or not.
Is it canceled?
No, not canceled, but delayed or not. I mean, that, do we say he has a 20-day window before his first nazirut comes into effect? So do we say that his nazir olam begins for the first 20 days, then he suspends it for to do his 30-day nazirut, right? And then he'll continue afterwards to do his
or,
nazir olam.
Or,
right? Or the possibility is that he'll wait 20 days, do his nazir, 30-day nazirut, then after that begin his nazir olam. Do we say that 20-day window allows him to start his nazir olam, or his nazir olam is suspended until after he completes the first 30-day nazirut?
There isn't a way to
say that it's totally...
That being that he created a threw a monkey wrench into his nazir olam before he even started, nazir olam never takes effect.
I did not see that in the Rishonim, but no. But that would not fit. Most all the cases here are about whether... The real question is, what's the status of those first 20 days? That's really the question in all these situations here, is what's the status? Do we say that the second nazirut begins immediately, and then you interrupt it for your 30-day nazirut, or is it just delayed also? It's suspended until after you complete the 30-day nazirut, and then it'll start after that nazirut. That's the question here. Now,
so one of the two possibilities, that it'll start the 20 days of camp, then what?
Then you stop to wait 30 days.
20 days are part of the
Nazir Olam.
Nazir Olam,
right. Yeah. And then you'll do 30 days for your delayed Nazirut, do your Tiglachat, and then you'll finish up the rest of your life with your Nazir Olam.
When I say Nazir Olam, which one are we talking about? Talking about Nazir... They're the...
Not Nazir Shemshon.
No. Not Nazir Shemshon. That's the next question in the Gemara. We'll get there. It's Nazir Olam. It's just your Nazir for the rest of one's life. And you get
there are actually three kinds. One is the repeating 30-day cycles.
That's this.
Right. That's not this case here, right? That's not this case. That's when you use discrete items to be Matis your Nazir with discrete items. Like a person says, Kaseya Roshi. Then he becomes a Nazir of a sequential 30 days of Nazir Olam for the rest of his life. But here he's just saying Nazir Olam. It's not Nazir Olam, is that he's a Nazir for the rest of his life.
But there was a third one also where, it was one case if it was a Nazir Mizabe, but that's not what I'm talking about.
The cases were.
There's Nazir where he can't get his hair at all ever.
That's possibly Nazir
Shimshon.
It's not the Marayim. But then, alright, the one case was that he had 30 days. That was when he used discrete items. And his number one is Nazir Olam, which is just a regular Nazir Olam. The last case, what you're thinking about, is that he has like a Nazir 400 years or 1,000 years. He says that I'm a Nazir 400 years, 1,000 years, and he's a Nazir, even though the time frame is beyond his lifespan.
It's a defined time frame.
Since it's a defined amount, he's a Nazir forever, and he can't light his hair.
Exactly.
That may be the other case you're thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, no, that is right.
All right, so that's not here. Here he's saying that he's a Nazir Olam. He's just using the term Olam. That's not a Nazir Olam. That's a Nazir for...
That's a
Nazir. Regular Nazir just happens to extend beyond his lifespan.
A term longer than a lifespan.
Exactly.
A defined term, but that's
that
he'll never be able to...
Here it's just a regular Nazir Olam. Now the Gemara says, Im Tim Salomar, Haka came into Efshar Leitch Ule, he could do Hataras Nadarim here, therefore, Chayla. What's the possibility? He'll do, the way Tosus reads it here, the Gemara reads it, is that he'll do a Hataras Nadarim on the 30 day Nazirut. Since he could do a Hataras, not that he does, but since he could do a Hataras Nadarim on the 30 day Nazirut, then there's a possibility that the Nazir Olam would be effective immediately. So since there is a possibility that the Nazir Olam will be effective immediately, therefore it will be effective immediately, because there is that possibility that that Nazir Olam will never be interrupted. Because if he does the Taras Nadarim, he can remove it. So even when he doesn't remove it, we still say that the Nazir Olam begins today.
There's no possibility that he could ask for a Taras Nadarim for the Nazir Olam.
But we're focusing on whether or not the Nazir Olam can exist without...
I'm sorry, what did you say? You could ask...
Why all of a sudden, after the discussion of this kind of case, he was only talking about the fact that he could ask for a Nazir Olam. He asked for a Nazir Olam for the Nazir Olam also.
Yeah, but that's not the problem here. The Nazir Olam is not the problem.
No, I'm saying, but we've had so many different permutations and cases, and we never took into consideration the fact that he could ask for a Nazir Olam.
Right, so the Gemara is staging. The Gemara is building a pile here, or a pyramid of sorts that says, all right, if here's an assumption, so you can make the Gemara makes sequential assumptions. So the Gemara says, if this point, if you say this, what's going to be the outcome? But until this point, we've had answers or possibilities even without using Shaylas Nether. So what happens if you reject the possibility of Shaylas Nether? You still have the other two cases there. The Gemara gave you opportunities to deal with it even without Shaylas Nether. The Gemara is just building and saying, well, if you say this, I'll give you another case that involves without a Tarsan Dam. What do you do? Right, trying to force them to answer the question, right, when there is no Hataras Nadarim. What's that case? Right, so now, the Tosfos says that he asks the Shaila. The Mepharsh seems to learn a little like what you're saying, which is that, all right, if you have Hataras Nadarim, let's go back, and that'll work for everything. I mean, that, if you look in Imtim Salomar, in the Mepharsh, it's about 50%, the widest lines of the Mepharsh. Midway in there, like dead center in the line, midway it says Vim Tim Salomar. It's a grocery table there, Vim Tim Salomar. Middle of the Mepharsh, and the wide lines in the Mepharsh here. See that? Vim Tim Salomar. It's like dead center of it. Right. You got it? Oh, you got it. Okay, sorry. Im Tim Salomar, he says, V'inyan Kulu Shilta. This is an answer, a question or an answer for all of them. V'inyan Nizirut Mu'atit, Nizirut Me'ya, or Nizirut Olam. For all of these, we can wipe them out with this Hataras Nadarim answer. Right? That's not unique. I'm saying that it's the Gemara's building. Right? The Gemara's building
doesn't make any sense.
Right? I hear you. It doesn't
make sense. We're focusing on the longer Nizirus. We're saying, being that we want to know, how are we mekayim the longer Naziros? Oh, well, you can just be mevatel the longer Naziros, so therefore you can observe it. It doesn't make any sense. But we're focusing on how to be mekayim the longer Naziros if we're being mekayim the longer Naziros.
Right. So I don't.
But I think what he's saying is that it doesn't matter if the other one is a 30-day Naziros or a 100-day Naziros or anything else.
What the Mepharsh is saying is that, until now we gave like the other answer, that the difference between a Nazir Olam and a 100-day Nazirut is The 180 is zeroth ends, and therefore we can be interrupted in the middle, and a zero lump doesn't end, so therefore we can't interrupt in the middle. Oh, but maybe by a zero lump we can solve a problem by having a tars and darts. So once you have that vehicle, go back to the 100-day one and say the same thing. You don't need this vehicle that, oh, because it ends, you can interrupt it. Just say there's a tars and darts, so you start the 100 days also. All right, I think that the Gemara is building rather than going back and being okur at the pole, but I wanted to show Shaul because he had that idea that maybe that once we got to Atar Sadar, well, we clear the whole slate, which is true. All right, now the Gemara says, well, I can come up with a case where you can't use Atar Sadar. What's that? Says, Arani Nazir Shim Shal Nakarasim Yom. Says, I'm Nazir Shim Shal after 20 days. And we know Nazir Shim Shal has no Atar Sadar. Nazir Shim Shal is not able to be undone. Why? Because it's not a Nazir B'davar HaNadur. Right, Shimshon is not a Dabra Nadur. We said there was a Dabra Asur, but a Dabra Nadur. Therefore, there's no Ataris Nadarim by Shimshon.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm saying. All right. Obviously, it's according to the one that thinks that Nazir Shimshon is effective. Right, we had a Machlokas Amorai.
How did we include that?
What? That was a Machlokas. We didn't. The Gemara doesn't include about whether the Gemara goes through a whole sequence.
Yeah, this is Nazir Nadarim. Why would we come to a
The Gemara has questions on them, on both positions. That it goes through the whole thing. It's on the Tahtar Mebed. It's in Machlokas with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But then Nazir Shimshon, and then we had a whole Gemara that went through, you know, the whole rest of the Yomud there on Tahtar Mebed. It goes through questions on each of them. They discuss it. All right. Now, Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon has no Atar Sundar. So he says, delayed for 20 days, I have a Nazir Shimshon that goes into effect. So now, but from today, I'm a Nazir. Right? I'm a Shab Nazir Stam. So now the question is, when does that Nazir Stam start? Right, if you start it today, if you say that the whole reason you can start the Nazir Olam from today, or any Nazirut according to the Mefarish from today, is because the possibility that the delayed Nazirut could be undone. Why? Because it's a Tars Nadarim. Here you have a delayed Nazirut, in 30 days, 20 days you're going to start a Nazir or Shimshon, that cannot be undone. So now what are you going to do? Can you start the Nazirut from today, or are you going to postpone that 30-day Nazirut? Alright, postponing the 30-day Nazirut means that you'll never end up doing the 30-day Nazirut, because Nazir Shimshon will be the rest of your life, and you'll start the 30 days after you die. So it means that there won't be any opportunity to have that 30-day Nazirut. So is it that you start from today, or he has a 20-day respite between before he starts the Nazir Shimshon for the rest of his life?
And why doesn't the verse then take the possibility that it starts and the Nazir Shimshon is the one that gets delayed? Because even though he said...
It is the one that Nazir Shimshon is good.
No, he said, delayed even from when he declared
the... Oh, no, because that was said first. The Nazir Shimshon is the first statement. So he can't. That takes precedence. That was his first Kabbalat Nazir, right. So that will take precedence.
So he said the other way around. He said, Arini Nazir...
Then you have the same original
question. Well, after Shimshon, Nazir Shimshon, then right. The possibility is that his...
You have to complete his first Nazir.
Complete first Nazir, and then Nazir Shimshon wouldn't start in 20 days. It would start after his...
Right. It would be postponed until he finishes his first Nazir. That's correct. All right. That's Yilu Chala. I'll point out, Tosas asks here, we won't get into it because we want to get through the dot, but just that Tosas asks over here, why didn't the Gemara ask these like a verse, like Nazir Olam and by Nazir Shimshon? Here they might switch the directions. He goes through why each of them is not. It's not so important here, but just point it out in case you want to do a little more Ian. Tosas deals with those issues. All right, now, next question is, so now the Gemara leaves that question. Went through a whole bunch of permutations and Intim Salamas, and now we get to another question. Amar Kamosha B'Shiva Ba'adar Mai. Right, so now the last question here is, if he says, I'm like Moshe on the 7th of Adar, what's the din? So the Mefarish says the question is that Hadpasas Nether or not? Meaning that, is that a Nazirut or not a Nazirut? Because what was Zayin Adar? Zayin Adar is the day that Moshe passed away.
And was born.
What?
And was born.
Okay, so that's very good. Excellent. So Shaul's on fire today. He's all over the Tosas today. So the Tosas says exactly what you're saying. The Mefarish just says, is this a Lashon Nazirut or not a Lashon Nazirut? I mean, just because people didn't drink wine or because, you know, they were sad on those days after Moshe, when you say Kim Moshe but you sign other, is that a Pasas Nazirut? Is that really a Lashon Nazirut or not a Lashon Nazirut? That's the way the Mefarish lines. Tosvot, or the Rosh, learn like Shaul is suggesting, that Zayin Adar has two manifestations. Meaning Moshe was born on Zayin Adar, and Moshe died on Zayin Adar. So when he was born on Zayin Adar, it was a party. It was a happy day. Everybody was excited. Right? It was a great thing. He died on Zayin Adar, and Tosvot says, and everybody was sad, and it must have been that a lot of people accepted on themselves Nidre Nizimut on that day. I don't know how he knows that, but he assumes because people were upset or distraught over Moshe's death that they accepted Nidrei Nisirut. So then when this person just says, Stam, I am like Moshe and Zayin Other, which of the two Zayin Others is he referencing? Is he referencing the Zayin Other when Moshe was born? Is he referencing the Zayin Other when Moshe died? So one of them will end him up as a Nazir, and the other one will be meaningless in a sense. He'll be, I want to be happy, like the day that Moshe was born. So that's the Gemara's question. Of course, no answers here. Now the Gemara wants to go back and says, Pashut minayu kadmaita. Right? So let us at least try to answer up, right, the first question we had. Harina Nazir la'achar esrim yom, ome'akshav me'ayom. Mona esrim, v'akakak monish lo'nir, soshim, v'akakak monish monim, k'dei la'ashim nizirut mishonah. Right? So why don't we answer up at least the first question, because we have a Tosefta that says that if I'm a Nazir, if a person says I'm a Nazir after 20 days, and from now 100, then he counts 20, then does 30, and then does 80 to finish up the first Nazirut by doing the last 80. Alright, so that'll answer at least our first question. Okay, one, we have only one. So the Gemara rejected by Nazir Mu'atet, you had 230. Excuse me, if he had 230-day Naziriot, and he suspended the first one for 20 days, then the Gemara said, Intim Salomar, it doesn't work. You don't start from day 20, it's suspended. So you'll have to wait 20 days, do 30, then do another 30. That's the case. That's the case where you do two 30-day Naziriot or two Naziriot Stam. But one of them is delayed. That's first. The second case is if he has a delayed Nazirut Stam plus 100-day Nazirut. In that case, the Gemara just gave us a Tosefta that answers that question and says he does 20 days of the 100, then he takes a suspension, does 30 days of his new Nazirut, does a Teklach, and then finishes up the 80 afterwards. We have an answer to that. The last two cases we don't have answers for, right, is the Nazir Olam and the Nazir Shimshon. Even though the Gemara gave an Intim Salomar for the Nazir Olam, which suggested that you can do it because of Sheila, you couldn't do it because of Ataris Nedarim. And therefore, we got the question of Nazir Shimshon. The Gemara, we have to leave, right? We have to leave that as a question mark, because the Gemara doesn't have an answer, doesn't bring any proof to that Intim Saloma. Alright? So now.
Even though the Gemara has an Intim Saloma.
Right, even though, right. So even though the Gemara, very generally, very good. So you know that the Rambam, in general, follows the position. When it has an Intim Saloma, that is the Gemara's question. Right? But here, it seems to be that it's Rava's. It's almost Rava's question. But these are permutations of Rava's question, not necessarily the Gemara concluding. And you can see that the Gemara over here, the Intim Salomar, is when the mark, if you look at the Gilyana.
Maybe because of the way it's not really sequential, so to speak, as in it's really different cases. A lot of those Intim Salomar, there's a progression.
There is a sort of progression. Yeah, there was a progression.
But it's not really, it's different types of the zeros that he's throwing in there.
Right, but that's based on the underlying fundamental reason why we would break it up or not break it up.
There's different questions. To a certain extent, it's progression. But it's not as clear as the progressions usually are.
Right. I would just say it's part of either part of Rava's internal questions or how they're trying to figure out how it functions, not necessarily halachic Intim Salomas. But you'll see that the Misorot Zashas, right, marks the Olo by the Nazir Olam. Right, that's it. Right, the Nazir Olam, he marks the low, he makes it no. And I'm assuming that by the definition that would be by Nazir Shimshon, it also will not work. Because if it doesn't work by Nazir Olam, it won't work by Nazir Shimshon. Now here we have a Tosefta that supports the position that it is 20 days, 30, then 80. You can see the Misorot Zashas here on that section. So I say that the way we just explained it, that the Nazir Mulet that you can't split up, then everything's suspended. That's all up. Then the 100 days suspended Nazir, you do 20, 30, and then 80. That we have, that's all up.
You mean the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah?
I'm sorry, yeah, the Ein Mishpat. Sorry, thank you. The Ein Mishpat. Alright, so now we'll continue. Now, we might ask a question. This we spoke about as a nakumina between whether you suspend his son's Nazirut or not. Remember, Nitva Beno. So what happens, we discussed yesterday, what's the difference whether we interrupt for his son's Nazirut in the middle or we wait till afterwards? And we said the question would be, what happens if you become Tameh in the middle of your son's Nazirut? If you become Tameh, if you say that it's 30 days for him and then 30 days for his son afterwards, then they're two separate Naziriyot. Whereas if you say that in the middle, say he did 15 days of his, then 30 days for his son, and then 15 days afterwards, if you became Tameh during his son's Nazirut, it would seem to affect both his sons and his Nazirut. So that happens now, happens to be a Machlokas Amoraim. Nitzma b'nei b'neil. What happens if he comes tamei in the middle of his son's zirut? Rabbi Yochanan Amar soter. Rabbi Yochanan says he is uprooted. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ino soter. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan Amar soter chada nizirut arichtehi. It becomes one long nizirut. So when he's operating, so what happens? He has 15 days of his nizirut. After 15 days, he suspends his nizirut and he does the nizirut of his son. What is in, within the context of his nizirut of his son, what is that? Is that he's now switched, he's in his own world, meaning that it's the world of his son, has nothing to do with his world. When he left his nizirut behind, it's as if he switched tracks. When he switched tracks, it becomes tamei in that track. It only affects his son's nizirut, does not affect his nizirut. That's Reish Lakish.
He did not become tamei during the observance of his
nizirut. Or, you say like Rabbi Yochanan, since he's only going to do tiklachat, when is he going to cut his hair for both nizirut? Only after the 60, full 60 days. I mean that he's really still in the middle of his nizirut. There, it's like one extended nizirut. Even though he's going to count 15, 30, 15, the end of the 30 has no nafkamina because he's just going to bring the karbanos all at the end of the 60 anyway. So it's as if it's one big nizirut. So Rabbi Yochanan is like what we said the nafkamina is in the two cases. Reish Lakish disagrees. He says that's not a nafkamina, that tuma, because they are really two different nizirut. If they're two different nizirut, you can't affect one by the other. Right? So that's my focus. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish,
in the case. Rabbi Yochanan says you bring two karbanos, and Reish Lakish says you bring one karbanos.
No, they both agree that you wait till the end to bring both karbanos to
the tuma.
Oh no, the tuma is how many days you have to count afterwards. Person becomes Tamei, a Nazir that becomes Tamei has to count, get Tahor, and then he has to recount all the Nazirios that he started.
Bring a carbon.
Right, so he brings...
So how many carbonos according to Rabbi Yochanan?
No, both of them say he brings only one carbon and Tumah. Then, the question is, how many days in the Zirut does he need to keep to finish?
Why would he bring only one carbon and Tumah?
No, so the carbon, Nazir Tamei only brings... one carbon tumor.
Yeah, but how many nizirios is he being associated with his tumor? Two.
Right, but that still doesn't... All right, the reason he ruins the other one is only because he hasn't completed it, not because he...
But Rabbi Yochanan, he's ruining both at the same time.
I don't think...
If he has to be starting both, then you'd have to bring in two sets of...
I don't think so. All right, that's not the way... I'm pretty sure that's not the way the Rishonim... Not that I remember. That's not the way the Rishonim learn over here. I think it's only one is there tumah. The question is that does that impact the first 15 days or not 15 days? I mean that the nafkamina between them is if he brings the nazir or the zero, if he brings this korban tumah, then how many days does he have to count afterwards? According to Reish Lakish, he has to count 30 plus 15. He has to count 45 days afterwards. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he has to count 60 days after he brings his korban tumah. So I don't think the Rishonim learn here. Not that I remember that the Rishonim learn here that he would bring two sets of carbonate tuma. Okay. And even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if he gets tamei in the last 15 days, what happens if he does 15 days, 30 days of the sun he finished? But he didn't bring any karbanos, because the karbanos are suspended at the end, then he does his 15 days. If he becomes tamei during his 15 days, does he affect his son? So that does, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that doesn't affect his son, because the son is done, it's complete. Now when it's finished, it's only a question about his. So it's only a question when he's in the middle of his son's nizirut, whether, since his nizirut is not finished, and his son's nizirut is not finished, does that ruin both nizirut, or only the son's nizirut? And that's what he's talking about, only his son's nizirut, Rabbi Yochanan says it ruins both of them. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to count 60 days after he brings his Karbanei Tumah, and according to Reish Lakish, you only have to count 45 days after he brings his Karbanei Tumah. And now the Gemara says, well, Nitzba, if you say that, what about Nitzba Bimei Tzarato? What happens if he became Tamei while he has Tzarat? Now, during Tzarat, Tzarat suspends Nizirut, but it does not Okay, it's not so there. It's supposed to Tumas Mace, which stops the Nizirut and is okay, it's so there the Nizirut, and then we have to start a whole new Nizirut after you become Tamei. Tzarat suspends it because you're Tamei. During that period of time you're Tamei, you need to do, you have to also cut your hair, you have to shave your head to complete the Nizirut, to become Tahor from Tzarat. Therefore, the zivut is suspended, and then you continue after. What happens if it becomes tamei made during that period of tzaraat? How do we view that period of tzaraat when it's in the middle of a zivut? So we would view that the zivut is completely suspended, and therefore he's in the world of tzaraat and not in the world of the zivut. And if he becomes tamei while he's a mitzora, it won't affect his zivut at all. Or do we say no? The fact that it's suspended means that he is both a nazir and a mitzora. He just can't practically deal with his nazirut while he's a mitzora. Since he can't deal with it, he doesn't count, but it still means that he's in the world of nazirut. If he's in the world of nazirut, he becomes tamei, that's going to be oker his nazirut from the beginning. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soter, it undermines it. Reish Lakish Amarino Soter. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soter, the Abed Zirut Kaim. He's still in the middle of his Nizirut. True, it's suspended for the Taras, but he's still in the world of Nizirut and the world of Mitzorah right now. So when he comes to May, he not only affects his Tzorat, or affects his status as Mitzorah, he also affects his status as a Nazir. Reish Lakish Amarino Soter Tzorat. Those are two different worlds. When he's in the world of Mitzorah, the Zirut is suspended. And when he's in the world, when he's in the world of the Zirut, there's no Mitzorah there. They're two different worlds, and therefore when it comes to me while he's in Mitzorah, it does not affect the status of his Zirut. Okay? So that'll be, what will you do in this case? How will you handle the case? So if he comes to me according to Reish Lakish, if he has, he's a Mitzorah, Mitzorah causes the Zirut to be suspended. Then, right, he becomes a Mitzorah. While he's a Mitzorah, he becomes Tamei Meis. So first he'll have to become Tahor from being Tamei Meis. Then he'll have to become Tahor from being a Mitzorah. And then he'll continue his Nazirut according to Reish Lakish. As according to Rabbi Yochanan, he'll have the same process as if he'll have to count it for all 30 days. He'll have to redo his Nazirut afterwards. That'll be the difference in the two new opinions. Mitzvika, we need both cases of Rabbi Yochanan and Machlokes being Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about this. The Iyah Yitzmar B'Hach Kamaita had only talked about it in a case where there are two Naziriyot, like our Mishnah, where it's his son and him, by Rabbi Yochanan, so there's Shein Nazirut Achadi. There, you're all within the same category. You're in the same category of Nazirut. So when you suspend one Nazirut for another, you're still in the world of Nazirut. So therefore, when you come to me, it affects everything. B'Ha, Ema Mogul, Leila Reish Lakish. But maybe the case of Mitzorah, he agrees to Reish Lakish. When you leave, when you're in the world of Mitzorah, you've left the world of Nazirut, so maybe you'd agree to Reish Lakish that it doesn't affect Nazirut. The Nazir Lachud b'Tzara'at Lachud. The Yitmar B'ha, if only had the case of Tzara'at, B'ha Kamar Reish Lakish. In this case, Reish Lakish says, what, that it's not so fair because you have two different worlds. You have the world of Mitzorah, you have the world of Nazirut. Allah B'ha, by our Mishnah, Imma Modul Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that what? That, that it's so there because you're seeing Nizirut Akadi. It's one world of Nizirut, and therefore you should be suspended. Therefore you need both cases. We need the case of Machlokes, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Nitma, Biyom, Gidul Sear. He becomes Tamei on the day, that he is, needs to grow out his hair. Right now, what happens? So, Tosus, what is the case here? So now, the first case, Tosu says the case over here is Perish Amarini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Says I'm a Nazir for 30 days, and then he gets through 20 days into Nazirut, and he happens to bump into the wrong guys, and they shaved him. He bumped into a bunch of Lishtim, he calls them here, some punks, that thought it would be a good idea to shave his head.
Compulsive barbarian.
Right, so they shave off his head.
Bump into some barbarians.
There you go. So they shaved his head. And now he has a problem, because he needs Kedei Gidul Sear to come back. So he cannot cut his hair for 30 days afterwards. Meaning that he can't end his Nazirut for an additional 30 days. How many of those days belong to his Nazirut, and how many of them are just extra days to get his hair long enough to do it? So what happened? He did 20 days in Nazirut. These guys came and shaved his head. And so now what? He needs 10 days to finish his Nazirut, but he needs 30 days before he can bring his Karban. So that's the status of those last 20 days. Those last 20 days are just called, let's call them Gidul Sear days, or hair growing days. They're not really part of his Nazirut, they're just there in order to ensure that his hair is long enough to perform the Tiglachat at the end of his Nazirut. That's the way it tells us, London. The Mefarish learns that it's a case where, he brings down a case from his motive that the case here is 100 day Nazirut.
Yeah, the thing, we mentioned it yesterday, as if he didn't have 30 days left at the end, so he has to keep, they're not considered like Naziris, but he has to grow his hair for the extra 20 days or whatever, so that he has a 30 day
All right, so that's exactly what, I won't get into that. That's what the Mora, the Mefarsh brings down from the Mora, exactly what you're saying. So these are cases of 100 days Zeriut, and the question is, if he didn't have 30 days Diyan, he has to extend it beyond. Those extended days, right, those are called Yom Gidul, excuse me, Yom Gidul Seyar. All right, so you say here, if you look at Nitma Yom Gidul Seyar, Kol Shkiva Lav Nizirut Me'a Yom, B'chimana Shivim Nitzkara. Right, so then, if he has, then it, has, it becomes a Mitzora. Right, and then if you skip down a couple lines from there, he says the nitva yom gidol seyar, hanu be yom meyar, shabos shalom gidol seyar shalom. Tibay kol soter shloshim she'achra teras, aval ba im soter shivim shlefen teras pligid. He says that the argument here is about whether the effect was 70 days before or not, and that you have in 100 days you do that's interrupted. You say if you've done 70, there's 30 days left afterwards. Those 30 days, if he gets ruined, those 30 days get ruined. Do they affect the 70 before or only the 30 days afterwards? And that's my focus over here between Rav and Shmuel. Alright, so now, what does Rav say? Rav says, ain't no soter. Rav says, no problem here, it's not soter. I feel Rabbi Yochanan, Damar soter. Even though Rabbi Yochanan generally says that when you have two Nizirios and they're interrupted, that you get a suspension. Hani Milahe for the Kaibin Zirut, that's when he's in Nizirut. Gidol Seyar, Mishlam Nizirut, it's not real Nizirut. The extra days to get the hair to grow, that's not real Nizirut. That's just to make sure that you have enough hair long enough to get a haircut afterwards. So that's not real Nizirut. So when you interrupt that, right, that's not soter. I mean, that does not undermine his Nizirut. It just needs the 30 days to get to a Gidol Seyar. And according to the Mefarish, it means that the first 70 days will not fall. Only the 30 days will fall. Shmar soter, Apil Reish Lakus. Even according to Reish Lakus, it's soter here. Why? Generally, Reish Lakish says it's soter. Hatam stayed in Zirut. Hatam had the Zirutah. Over there, the reason Reish Lakish thinks that it's not burdening the other Nizirut is because either you have a Mitzorah or you have two different sets of Nizirut. So you say that each one is independent. Over here, it's one single Nizirut. He has to add on days to get his hair long enough, but it's still one Nizirut. If it's one Nizirut, if you have two, if you have some problem during the way, it's going to undermine the whole Nizirut. Amar of his Chisda. I call Modin. She'im kidesh seyar b'dam, ein lo takano. What does that mean, kidesh seyar b'dam? He brings his karbanot. He brings the karbanot. When do you cut the hair? You have to cut the hair after you brought the karbanot. So after he brings the karbanot, he cuts his hair. Not for it to finish off his nizirut, but somebody cuts his hair, or for some reason he has to cut his hair before he brings it to do it for the nizirut, to finish off his nizirut. That he is in lo takana. He's in trouble. Why is he in trouble? He can't bring karbanot again because his nizirut is over. Right? He can't cut his hair again because what? You need the cutting hair with the karbanot. So now he has in lo takana. So the truth is, what does it mean in lo takana? It learns means in lo takana means that he has no way to do the mitzvah of tiglacha. Because the mitzvah of tiglachat is not knocking, alright? I'll leave it in mind. Yeah, leave it to Rabbi Lezer. Who is this? According to Rabbi Lezer, who says tiglachat mi'akevet, that tiglachat is mi'akev, toch m'lotu. Then it's still part of his nizirut, the list store, and it'll undermine his nizirut. If you believe that cutting your hair is you've not ended your nizirut until you cut your hair. The fact that he didn't cut his hair, say he drank wine or he did something beforehand, he's gonna have to go back and do it again, because he didn't finish his nizirut.
As yesh takana.
Right, yesh takana. So that means that's not a question. Going to Rabbi Elazar, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. That might tiglachat go me'akev. As we according to the Rabbanan, say that tiglachat is not me'akev. So olam, right? I'm right. Tiglachat me'akev. They say that tiglachat not me'akev. If it's not me'akev, then who cares? If he didn't cut it, it does. His nizirut is over. Fine. So olam, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Umayin lo takana, lo takana la mitzvah giluah. That means that he's unable to finish up and cut his hair properly. Not that that makes him a nazir forever, but rather, he just can't cut his hair for the mitzvah gilua.
So in other words, there's an intermediate question of, hey, not ma'akevet, so what do you mean, ain't takana?
Right. So then the Gemara says, ain't takana means that he can't cut his hair like a nazir would do at the end of his nizirut. Alright, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichinya, nazir shekalu lo yomav. So a nazir who finishes his nizirut completely, Nazir that completed his nizirut but still hasn't brought his karbanot yet. So if he becomes tameh, on purpose, he gets malchus. But if he drinks wine or he cuts his hair, then he won't get malchus. So my says, my shnat tumah the lucky. Why does tumah get malchus and not the other two restrictions in nizirut? Because why? What does it say by tiglachat? It says. I'm sorry, by Tumah it says, right, right? So what is it? Kol Yomei Hatzibur Hashem. As long as he's still a Nazir, there's a problem of Tumah. Is he still a Nazir before he brings his Karbanot? The answer is yes. So even though it's Yom Malot, it's the day that he's already finished his Nirut, this overcomes the fact that his Nirut is over and says as long as he's not finished with his Nirut, Zil gets hit for becoming Tameh.
Isn't that close that we had between
right. That is there. The machlokas there is about which is the ending day, whether it's the 30th day or the 31st
yeah,
day.
According to our private, if it was the day that on which he brings the garment is already after he's completed his nazirus.
That's only because of the rabbanim, right? The rabbanim made a takana that you finish that it's already 30 that you only bring it on the 31st day and not on the 30th day. Yeah, that was the kind of the rabbanim. Right, so yeah, it's definitely a day afterwards. Right, so it's an unusual case there because of the way they had. They both agree in the end that you bring the Karbanos on the 31st day. The question why you bring it on the 31st day? Your question would be.
Until the Fatila, full 30-day term. That was what the Karbanos was based on.
Right. Your question is really if he brings his Karbanos on the 30th day. If he brings his Karbanos on the 30th day, according to Bar Padva, he's already finished his Nazir a day, and there'll be 20 days to finish. When he brings it on the 30th day, he's already Yom Malot. According to Rav Matno, on the other hand, that was not. That's Mixas Yom Kukulu. Mixas Yom Kukulu is only defined after he brings the Karbanos, not before he brings the Karbanos. If he became Tamei on that day, that was a Nafkamina between those two. That's only on the 30th day, not on the 31st day. So here we're talking about the 31st day. It's already the day after, according to everybody.
It's the 31st day, then he's completed.
But it's zero. So nevertheless, it still gets Malkus because of this special thing in the Tusk which says Kol Yimei Hazirut Lashem. That is Tuma still affects him even after he's finished his zero. That's it. He gets Malkus. So Mar says, well, that's really true. To include days after he's finished, even the ones before. Like you're saying, it's not necessarily going to undermine his zero, but he'll still get Malkus for it. It should be the same thing by cutting his hair. The Amar Rachmana Kol Yimei by Tiglak. What does it say? Kol Yimei Neder Nizro Talo Yivar Rosho Lotei Meshav Azil Hashem Kadoshi Egadol Perasar Rosho. So it says Kol Yimei Neder Nizro Talo Yivar Rosho. So Yamim Shlachem Alot Ki Yamim Shlifnei Menot. It said Kol Yimei Neder Nizro. That's the same thing as Kol Yimei Hazirul Hashem. Right? Why is that different? So you should also get Malkus for cutting his hair. But two, by wine, it also says what? Kol Yimei Nizro. It says Miyam Shecha Yazir Chomet Yam Chomet Shecha Lo Yishtev Chomet Shvat Anavim Lo Yishtev Anavim Lachim Yesh. So it also says, "Call your maiden's robe." So it also says, "Call your maiden's robe." So what? Where did Rav Yossi come up with this idea that it only applies by Tuma because it is limud by Tuma? Each one of the three things that a Nazir is held to, which is the Ayin, Tiglachas, and Tuma, all have this Kol Yimei in them. So why don't we say the same limud of this? So it says, Shani Hacha. Now it's different over here. Damar Rachman, the Torah says, the Tamei Rosh Nizro. Right? Misesh Nazir Nizro, totally lo berosho. Right? That over here it says, the Tamei Rosh Nizro. So that is the one who is, what? Who's Talui. That it has to do with Nizro, Talui Barosh Nizro. That it has to do with his haircutting. So what does that mean? Because it's here, when he has Tuma, he ruins his, that's what it says, in Kriyamut Meitala Petapitom, Tamei Rosh Nizro, Yilak Rosho Biyom Tarato, Biyom Ashvi Gelchenu. So the Tuma is clearly connected to the Rosh. Right, so the pasuk by the Nazir Tzvatameh specifically makes a comparison or a condition that the cutting of the hair has to do with Tuma. And therefore, you see here that the completion of the Zirut is, by Tuma would still be in effect even after he's finished his Nizirut. So the Gemara rejects this in the end and says, Meitbe, right, we have a brisa that says otherwise, which says what? Nazir Shikololo Yamav, Asur Lelegaleach, Vilishto Yain, Elotamele Meitim. Even though he's finished his complete Nizirut, he can't do any one of these three items. Vim Gileach, Vishata Yain, Vinit Mother Meitim, or is this so big at the Bayan against Malkus? Tiyufta, that's a very strong question against Rabbi Yossi, because we have here an open brisa that says that for all three of them you would get Malkus over here. So we'll stop over here and we'll continue with our mission that we didn't tip out tomorrow.